Daf mem aleph from at base, seven lines from the top. Rav Chista v'Rav Nuna havayasim sudos. They were sitting together and eating together. Aisu l'kamayu tamar reminded they brought before them dates and pomegranates. Now, as we mentioned before, the priority in making the bracha is zayin minim. Now here, both of these are from the zayin minim. Yeah, both the dates and pomegranates are from the Zayin Minim. So if that's the case, then one would think that you make the bracha on the one that comes earlier in the Pasuk. The one that's listed earlier in the Pasuk, that's the one that would have priority for the bracha. Shakal Rav Hamnuna, however, Rav Hamnuna took Shakal Barcha Tamri Bereisha. He made the bracha on the dates first. Now the date is the last one in the Pasuk. Shemen u'dvash, say shemen u'dvash. Dvash is the honey from dates. That's the last one in the pasuk. So Amar le'Rav Chista le'Sfir le'Mar la'Hada Amar Rav Yosefi Tam Rav Yitzchak. Don't you hold to what they said? They're kolam muktam b'pasuk zekhanim lebracha. Whatever comes earlier in the pasuk, that's the one that has priority for the bracha. So pomegranates come earlier. Pomegranates is the fifth one in the list in the pasuk, and the tamar and the dates are the seventh one. Why didn't you make the bracha on the pomegranates? Amar lei, no, he said, Zeh sheni le'eretz v'zeh chamish le'eretz. When you count, it's not from the beginning of the list, it's what is closest to the word eretz. So pomegranates is the fifth one from the first time eretz is mentioned in the pasuk. The pasuk mentions eretz chita sayra. Pomegranates is the fifth one in the list from that word eretz. But then the pasuk again says eretz, zeh shamru dvash. And the dvash, the dates, is only the second. It's only second from the second mentioning of the eretz. So therefore, the dates are number two from eretz. That comes has priority. It comes before the pomegranates, which are mentioned fifth. Now, as the poets can point out, in the Hanami, if you have the first list and the second list, it's, for instance, number two and number two in the list. If you have a sa'ira or you have dates, the sa'ira, the barley, would come first because it's number two to eretz, but it's number two for the first mentioning of eretz. And dates are number two of the second mentioning of eretz. But when you have from the eretz, in this case, where the dates are number two and pomegranates are number five, even though pomegranates are in the first group and dates are in the second group, but still, nevertheless, since the dates are ahead, they come at second to the word of eretz, they have priority over the pomegranates. Omer le, he said to him, Man yavla nagra de parazlav nashmiyanecha. Halavai that we should have feet made out of iron, that we'd be able to run after you and follow your Torah. Your Torah is so great that we should be able to have the strength and literally feet that are made out of iron, that we'd be able to run after you all the time and listen to your Torah. Let's say fruit was brought in the middle of the Suda. They brought Te'enim and Anovim. They brought Te'enim and figs and grapes in the Suda. So do you make a bracha or not? So this is the issue in halacha that we have when you're eating a meal and you have, for instance, we'll see, dessert comes in the meal. Things that are not normally part of the meal. So if they brought te'enim v'anom figs and grapes b'sei chasuda, amar Rav Huna tunim bracha lifneim v'ein tunim bracha l'achreim. They need a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achreina. The birchas hamazon covers off the bracha achreina of this fruit. But the bracha rishayna, since it's not normally eaten with the bread, it's not considered a part of the lechem, therefore it needs a bracha rishayna. You have to make a borei pireis, but you don't have to make a bracha achreina. The birchas hamazon would cover it. V'chein amar Rav Nachman tuna bracha lifneim v'ein tuna bracha l'achreihem. And he said the same thing. V'Rav Sheshes amar tuna bracha b'ein lifneim b'ein l'achreihem. He says no. You need a bracha rishayna. You need a bracha achrayna as well. Benching does not patcha this. It's not covered with benching. It needs its own bracha achrayna. She'en l'cho dover she'tunim bracha lefona vein tunim bracha la'achrav. The only thing that has a bracha rishayna and no bracha la'achrav Lo bracha achrona is al pas haba bekisnin bilvad. It's only pas haba bekisnin. That's what he holds. So there's some dispute in the Rishonim, what is pas haba bekisnin? Rashi says that it's made of toasted grain with honey and other ingredients. The mezonos component of it is very little, it's very small. There's not a kezayis of bechdei achilas pras, and therefore you would not make an almichi on it because you have a very small component of mezonos in it. So therefore, that's what Rashi says, there's no bracha achrayna. The way other Rishonim learn is that in such a case, you would make a bracha achrayna. Meaning, in Rashi's example, we're talking where it's not even eaten in the meal. It's not even part of a meal. It's totally independent of the meal. There is no birchas hamazon. The question is, do you make an almichi or not? And since the mezonos component is so small, you don't make an almichi. Other Rishonim argue and say no. Even if the mezonos component is small, as long as you're eating a shear of the pas haba bekisnin, you would make a bracha achrayna. They said the case that we're talking over here is similar to what we were discussing before, in that it's talking where it's eaten for dessert, and it's not part of the meal if you have this type of pastry that's eaten. And over there, he says, you make a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayna. But otherwise, like a fruit, even if it's brought for dessert, he said you would make a bracha achrayna. That's how they learn the sugya. Upligid Rav Chiya, Damar Rav Chiya pas poiteres kol minei machal. He says that bread poters any types of food. V'yayin poiter kol minei mashkin. And wine poters all types of mashkin. The pas poters all food. And if you make a moitzi, you don't have to make another bracha on what's in the meal. And if you drink wine, you don't have to make a bracha on any types of liquids or beverages that you drink. Omer apape hilchasa dvorim aboy machmes asuda besoy chasuda eintun bracha loy lifnei v'loy lachrem. So now there is quite a difference in opinion on how to learn what Rav Papa says. Rashi seems to be learning that me saying dvorim aboy machmes besoy chasuda, if you eat something with bread, you don't need a bracha rishayna, you don't need a bracha achrayna. You're eating with bread, it becomes toffel to the bread, which other Rishonim argue with and say that that is a davar pashut. That isn't something that we, Rav Papa, should say. That's a clear halacha that's mentioned in the Mishnah. That's not something that has to be mentioned. And Kolponim Rashi learns that something, he's saying that something that comes that's eaten with bread doesn't need a bracha rishon or bracha achrayna. O shaloi machmes hasuda b'sei hasuda. But if it's not eaten with bread, but it is something that's part of a suda, that's normally eaten as part of a suda, then tunim bracha lifnei and vein tunim bracha achrayim. You need a bracha rishayna, but not a bracha achrayna, because it's something that provides nourishment. It's normally something that's part of a meal. It's a tavshil that's normally eaten with a meal. Lachar suda, if it's after the suda, if it's something that's eaten after the suda, meaning for dessert, tunin bracha bein lifnei and bein lachrayna, you need a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. It's not covered off by birchas hamazon because it's eaten for dessert after the main part of the meal. You need a bracha rishayna and a bracha achrayna. That seems to be the way Rashi is learning. Many Rishonim do not learn that way, and lahalacha, we don't pask in that way. The way Tosfos says that another Rishonim is as follows. Something that comes b'seich ha-suda, something that's eaten within the suda, it's normally eaten as part of the suda, then you don't need a bracha rishayna or bracha achrayna. So any type of tavshil, any type of food that's eaten for nourishment is normally part of the suda, you don't make a bracha rishayna or bracha achrayna. Something that's brought for dessert, like the fruit, etc., it's brought for dessert, like fruit, then you need a bracha rishayna and not a bracha achrayna. Something that comes after the meal, what it means to say is, if you already have now been misalik the pas, you remove the bread from the table. And the custom was in those days that that's what they used to do. They used to remove the bread from the table. If they remove the bread and already now they're eating something after the meal is over, they have a something after the meal where the bread is already removed, then the meal is over, you need a bracha rishayna, bracha achrayna. Taisa says, however, that is not nageya nowadays, because Even things that we eat at the end of the meal, they're dessert. But we're not masalik the pasuk. We don't remove the bread from the table and completely remove the bread and our mesech das from it. So therefore, Tosafot says this last halach is not negayin nowadays. And this is the basis of what we have, l'halacha l'maisa, that things are eaten during the meal, even if they're not eaten with bread, whether they're eaten with bread or not, but they're part of the main meal. You do not need a bracha, not before, not after. Dessert, you need a bracha rishayna and not a bracha achrayna. Shalu has been zayim ma amud vorim aboy machmas hasuda b'seich hasuda eina tuim bracha loy lifteim v'loy achrayim. Why do we say that things that come in the meal do not need a bracha rishayna, bracha achrayna? Amar lahem hoilu pas paitrasa. Because it's part of the pas, patras it. It's we made a bracha on the pas, and therefore anything that you derive nourishment from is included part and parcel that bracha. Why don't you say the same thing by wine? Say that it's part of the meal. Pas paters everything in the meal, so it should pater the wine itself also. But however, we don't say that. We say on wine, you do have to make a separate bracha, even if it's within the meal. Moratza shiny yayin the gaire bracha la'atzmai. Wine is different. Wine has its chashivas. Wine is a special bracha. It requires its own special bracha. Since it has that chashivas, then we say you have to make a bracha on wine. And even if it comes within the meal, even if it comes within the meal, pas does not pater it. You have to make separate bracha on the wine. Rav Huna achol plesa rifte b'nei klosa tlosa b'kava. Rav Huna, as Rashi explains, he ate 13 breads of pasa baba kisten. Pasa baba kisten, like we said before, is a little bit of mezonos. It's mixed with different ingredients, honey or nuts, things of that nature. It's normally eaten as a snack. It's not normally eaten as a bread, as a staple. Now he had an enormous quantity of it. Tlesa rifte, 13 of these loaves, of these cakes. Each one, there is three of them to a kav. A kav is 24 bayim. Each one was the size of 8 eggs, 8 bayim, times 13, 104 bayim, an enormous amount, a huge amount of it. But he ate it as a snack, not as a meal. V'loy baruch. And he did not make the bracha. He didn't make a bracha achrayna after it. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rabbi said, Adei kafna. These were to satisfy your hunger. This was not eaten as a snack. Elakol shacherim koivim v'lav suda. Even if you ate it as a snack, but it's a quantity that other people would make a suda on that, sorach levorach. You have to make a bracha rishayna, a bracha achrayna. You have to make hamoitzi, and you have to bench. So this is the source of the bracha, the halacha rather, that we have, that if a person is kveya suda on mezainus, he has a large quantity of cake items, mezainus items, that normally one would not make hamaitzi and berchas amazon, normally one would make a mezainus on it, but if it's a large quantity that people would be kveya suda, would make a meal out of it, then you do have to make hamaitzi and you do have to bench.